This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. U.S. President Joe Biden announced a new goal of cutting U.S. greenhouse gas pollution as he kicked off a virtual global summit on climate change with dozens of other world leaders. VOA's Patsy Wadakuswara reports.
As President Joe Biden convened the virtual climate summit of 40 world leaders, he made an ambitious commitment to cut U.S. carbon emissions by 50 to 52% below 2005 levels by 2030. And the hope is that other countries will also go further before the November UN Climate Change Conference in Glasgow.
To protect livelihoods around the world and keep global warming at a maximum of 1.5 degrees Celsius.
Some, including leaders of the European Union, Japan, and Canada, announced new targets, as well as Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro. But the world's largest CO2 emitter did not make a new pledge. China's rapid development means achieving carbon neutrality in such a short time frame will be a challenge, said President Xi Jinping. India, the world's third largest emitter, and Russia, the fourth largest, also made no new commitments. Patsy Wadakuswara, VOA News.
Canada is banning passenger flights from India and Pakistan because of COVID-19 restrictions. AP's Mike Gracia reports.
Canada is banning all passenger flights from India and Pakistan for 30 days due to an increasing wave of COVID-19 cases in that region. Canada's transport minister announced the ban hours after India reported 314,000 new infections in the previous 24 hours, a global record. Canada's health minister said half of the people testing positive for the coronavirus after arriving by airplane came from India. Cargo flights from India and Pakistan will continue. I'm Mike Gracia.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. This is VOA News.